Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Not long ago, the New York Times' Matt Flegenheimer wrote a much-commented-upon story about Charles Snelling, who had killed his wife and took his own life. Shortly after the original piece, the Times' David Brooks wrote a must-read column. While not perfect, it untangles a lot of issues that were overlooked in the original stories and reader responses about Snelling's actions. Last year, David Brooks called on Times readers to submit essays, a remarkable 5,000-word reflection, evaluating their own lives. Snelling responded to that call. To quote Brooks, "Snelling was a successful entrepreneur who spent decades serving his community. He was redeemed," he reported, 6 years ago when his beloved wife, Adrienne, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. In his essay, Snelling wrote, "She took care of me in every possible way she could for 55 years. The last 6 years have been my turn. We continue to make a life together, living together in the full sense of the word, going about our life, hand in hand, with everyone lending a hand, as though nothing was wrong at all. It's not noble, it's not sacrificial, and it's not painful. It's just right in the scheme of things. 61 years ago, a partner to our marriage who knew how to nurture, nurtured a partner who needed nurturing. Now, 61 years later, a partner who is learning how to nurture is nurturing a partner who needs nurturing." In his piece, David Brooks noted, "On March 29th, less than 4 months after we published his essay online, Snelling killed his wife and then himself." Brooks explains that of those who wrote in, "The majority support or sympathize with Snelling's double killing. Some were impressed by the Romeo and Juliet style ending that Snelling created. But others were upset by Snelling's decision. A woman from Canada who has spent 25 years nursing Alzheimer's patients argued that none of us have the right to decide that another person's life is worthless. Some argued that the nurturing process at the end of life, like the nurturing process at the beginning, requires patience, and that those who are desperate should seek help, not a firearm." Brooks' objective, of course, is not to attack Snelling, but it's clear that he has no sympathy for those who argue that people in these circumstances should be able to end their spouse's life legally so they don't then feel compelled to end their own. Brooks writes, "I can come to only one conclusion. Either Snelling was so overcome that he lost control of his faculties, or he made a lamentable mistake. I won't rehearse the religious arguments against murder and suicide. Our job is not to determine who is worthy of life, but how to make the most of the life we have been given." Let me repeat that last sentence. Our job is not to determine who is worthy of life, but how to make the most of the life we have been given. You heard that correctly, and yes, it was published in the New York Times. Brooks makes a hugely important point. A few months before, Snelling wrote in his essay that his life as his wife's caretaker was rich and humanizing. By last week, he apparently no longer believed that. Brooks adds, "But who is to say how Snelling would have felt 4 months from now?" This cannot be emphasized enough. Brooks' conclusion is eloquent and heart-wrenching, and without taking sides, speaks a powerful truth. It seems wrong to imagine that you have mastery over everything you will feel and believe. It's better to respect the future, to remain humbly open to your own unfolding. Furthermore, I bought the arguments that Snelling made in that essay, that his wife's illness had become a call for him to exercise virtue and to serve as an example for others, that people are joined by suffering, and that the life of a community is enriched by the hard tasks placed before it, that dependency is the normal state of affairs.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.